As protests in Hong Kong turn violent, a rare Chinese warning. This is the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Protests over an extradition bill threatening Hong Kong's autonomy from China have stretched for 8 weeks and grew violent over the weekend. In a rare statement today through spokesman Yang Guang, Beijing called for stronger police action.
We call on all the people in Hong Kong, regardless of their social backgrounds, to unequivocally oppose and boycott violence. The recent developments in Hong Kong, especially the acts of violence by a small number of radical elements, have seriously undermined the broad interests of Hong Kong for prosperity and stability.
The ongoing clashes are already taking a toll on business sentiment, and the city's main stock index fell 1.5% today. Tara Joseph is president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong.
What business wants to know, feel, and hear in Hong Kong is an adherence to one country, two systems, meaning those two systems, the rule of law in Hong Kong, freedom of the press, etc., will be stuck to leading up to 2047. There's also a sense that we would really want to see some immediate and tangible actions to restore confidence from the Hong Kong government, because the longer that these protests continue, the less comfort there is in Hong Kong and the more that pessimism is setting in.
Are companies actually thinking about moving out of Hong Kong, say, to Singapore?
It's really too early to say that. I mean, we have 1,400 American companies operating in Hong Kong. This is an excellent place to have corporate headquarters for all of Asia, for some of the reasons I mentioned, like rule of law, great connectiveness, and freedom of the press and free flow of information. People don't want to leave here unless they have to. And right now, it is still early on, but that growing sense of risk and that sense that maybe there's no end in sight will have people putting together backup plans of thinking what they may have to do.
Your members want to see the extradition bill withdrawn, not just suspended, the way the Hong Kong government has said so far. And the message from Beijing today is fairly hard line, so not much reassuring in terms of messages today.
What we would really like to see is immediate and tangible comments from the Hong Kong government about issues like the extradition bill and the idea that that is withdrawn in order to soothe the people in the street. What we would like to feel and see is that the people of Hong Kong feel comfortable and better. That would help us feel more comfortable about staying here and doing business here.
Tara Joseph. Let's do the numbers. As London's FTSE 100 rises, the British pound has hit a fresh two-year low. Prime Minister Boris Johnson begins Brexit talks in Scotland today. That's as the Confederation of British Industry is warning neither the UK nor the EU is ready for a no-deal scenario. Wildfires in the US are getting bigger, more deadly and damaging. And this summer, warnings that Europe needs to prepare for superfires too. Already, Portugal is one of the worst hit. Vasco Correa is chief business officer at B2 Fire Detection in Portugal, which uses artificial intelligence.
We are able to transform every kind of surveillance camera or thermal camera in a wildfire spotter. It looks for columns of smoke and the light variations that are the first indications of occurrence of a wildfire.
And what's the benefit of using AI and cameras?
Human observation to detect wildfires is not effective at all and extremely high cost. We believe that artificial intelligence provides a cost-effective and highly reliable solution that is looking for wildfires on a permanent basis, 24 hours per day, every day of the year.
And how accurate, how quick is it?
It can detect a fire in almost real time in the first 3 to 5 minutes in such a way that firefighting measures can start immediately.
And it isn't just a problem in one part of the world, is it? I mean, we've seen these horrific wildfires in the United States. We've seen them throughout Southern Europe. And so the need for this is fairly global.
Yes, it's really global. So every year we have like 98 million acres of forest being burned. Year after year, states and entities are spending like $85 billion in prevention and firefighting. And today is global than ever. So climate changes are really fueling the occurrence of larger and more devastating wildfires. For you to have an idea, the frequency of wildfires has increased like 400% since the early 70s.
Now, your technology obviously works once a wildfire started, but doesn't the solution also need to look at how people use the land and preventative measures?
Well, not really. Our solution acts in like in three stages. So before the fire occurs, we are providing the probability level of occurrence of wildfires. Then the second phase is really when a fire happens. We have the detection mechanism that I described. And then we are also providing prediction. Whenever a fire is detected by our system, we can actually provide an estimation on the expected fire propagation over the terrain. So firefighters will have valuable data so they can immediately plan the firefighting operations. The problem today is that only 3% of wildfires have been reported and classified as early detected. The faster you act, the better. Firefighting starts within the first 20 minutes, marks the difference between what can be an easily contained fire or a major firebroke situation.
And that's Vasco Correa of B2 Fire Detection in Portugal. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.